Welcome to the Sick and Successful podcast. If you're a business owner, work in corporate, or have a side hustle you're passionate about, you're gonna wanna stick around. Because I promise to ask the tough questions and talk about the things others shy away from. You know, what it's really like to own a business and be chronically ill. I'm gonna give you that push you need towards following your dreams and be the friend you come back to week after week to talk about the real things in life and in business. If you have goals and are working towards them, if you're determined to be successful, no matter what life's obstacles get in the way, this podcast is for you. Dream big and tune in. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sick and Successful podcast. This is your host, Natalie Supes, and today I want to introduce to you McCall LeBaron. So a lot of the times I have guests on here who are close friends, who've been, not acquaintances, but what do you call them? I forget the word. Oh man, pregnancy brain. I have people on here who I've been in networking environments for, or just like in the digital marketing world with, or even just the digital business world with for many years. And I've gotten to know them really closely, but McCall is actually someone who I met recently. And I had one call with her and I was like, everybody needs to hear from her on this podcast because she speaks our language. Like, she is so cool. Her business is so cool. And I can't wait for you to get a little bit of her story. Today, we talk about how she was bedridden with an autoimmune and genetic environmental illness and bedridden for many years. Literally, doctors telling her how nothing was going to work for her, how they had no idea what was going on. She tried everything from restricted diets to expensive supplements, and the list goes on of all of the things that she did. She even got a master's in functional nutrition and was able to actually heal herself. And that was a long journey. But now she has a business called Chronic Illness Solution, where she helps people find that missing piece that she had to find and learn to regulate their nervous system, live in a parasympathetic nervous system, allowing their bodies to get out of stress and survival, flight or flight, and into a state of cellular growth, regeneration, and repair. She helps many people one-to-one and her team as well, but they don't just do that. They actually have medical doctors and nurses, and they do genetic testing and they do blood testing and all of these things really to allow people to see that the body can really heal itself. And we can heal ourselves if we're given the right cellular opportunities. So welcome, McCall. I can't wait to have this conversation. Welcome. It's McCall, right? That's how you pronounce your name, McCall.
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast. Thanks so much for being here. I can't wait to get started chatting. And it's so cool. Like, I want to kind of give the listeners a little bit of like what business really is, because we met, I can't even remember who introduced us, but I was networking somewhere and the person heard of my story, who then sent an email to you and I, and timelines didn't align. 6 months later that we finally connected. And I remember us both being like, how did we meet? But our Zoom conversation just went so well and we had so much in common that I had to have you on the podcast. So welcome.
Thank you so much. It's so cool too, because now you're working with some of my besties. Yes. That I also met in networking. So I love how that all works.
And that's the cool thing about just like being a purpose-driven business and people knowing your mission, because then when they hear something that's like, oh, I know the perfect person. Yeah. Love it. So tell me a little bit about you. Tell me about starting this business that you have, about the business. Where did it all come from?
Yeah, so it's now named. We've been through a few name changes, Chronic Illness Solution. And I always tell people it's because there's one solution and it's you. Mm. You are your solution. And this started for me probably 14, 15 years ago through my own health journey. So I was like a mystery to the medical doctors. I heard everything from, oh, you're normal and your lab tests are fine, to maybe it's in your head, to I think it's a virus, to we don't even know. Then I went holistic and everybody had their one, oh, it's heavy metals, oh, it's food allergies, oh, it's this, oh, it's that. And it was just so confusing to navigate that. And in the meantime, I got so sick I was bedridden for like years. It was really scary. And I think the scariest part was not knowing what was wrong. And so really through my own journey of finding the answers, solving those things, having a normal life again, and then now to the point where there is no disease that shows up in my test, I am free of symptoms and I am fully healthy. It's just, I never thought that was possible. So it's like through all of the turmoil of, you know, a decade and a half of searching and all of these things, this business was born because I just was like, oh my God, the world needs this, because I needed this and I didn't know where to find it either. You know, it took me a long time to put all the pieces together. So yeah, that's where this came from.
And so there's so many things I want to touch on, but you were bedridden for a few years. How were you surviving? Like, were you working from home? Was somebody supporting you? What was going on then?
My precious mother, I was living with them and she took care of me. And she, they'll say, yeah, it was like taking care of a 90-year-old woman. Like, that's wild to see your teenager be a 90-year-old like woman, you know? And she did. She had to help me like walk and get up and sit down and bathe and dress. And I mean, it was just, it was very serious and scary. And so I would not be here without her. And she drove me to all my appointments and, you know, really was there for me daily.
So what did you find? Where did like the tables turn a little bit that you started to find solutions?
I love that question. It's funny because in telling my story a lot, I realized, because my answer kind of kept changing. I was like, oh, it was this time. I was like, no, it was before then. No, it was before then. No, it was before then. And I really think I had been pretty hopeless after no answers and seeing so many, all the people and trying all the things. I really was pretty resigned. In fact, I, you know, my dad would check in on me now and then, and he'd always ask like, oh, how are you doing today? And I literally told him, please stop asking me that because it breaks my heart to say I'm the same or I'm worse or whatever. Like,
you know, like, please don't even. That was my biggest trigger. Like, how are you doing?
Don't ask me that.
Literally what I wanted to say back every single time. I remember that. And people are doing it out of the kindness of their heart. And you're just like, how do you think I'm doing?
Yes. Like, no, I'm not doing well and I'm still not. And it's not going to change in a day. I was just so hopeless.
Yeah.
And so for me, this all came back, like, what was the turning point for me? And I remember I was sitting in a recliner, the recliner I basically lived in. It's like I said to myself, either out loud or deep inside in my own mind, it was in heart, I am going to heal. I am going to heal. And it was just this re-engagement, this determination, like, I'm not giving up. This sucks to give up. I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep searching.
Yeah.
And things just unfolded. After that, in their own timing of, you know, certain friends connecting with me and sharing their story, like, hey, if the doctors don't know, maybe you should look at your past trauma, or maybe, you know, like, here's my story. And like, I got cancer 3 months after my husband died. So maybe you should be looking into things like that. Like, where is this really coming from? And it just began this journey that unfolded. And so I really tell people, like, there's probably three major other turning points, kind of the domino effect. One was, oh my God, the body keeps the score, essentially, you know, and I don't just mean the book. It's like, you know, I was starting to do emotional release. I was starting to realize my body stores trauma and emotions and stress and like looking at unconscious wounding. And that made a dramatic difference. It didn't get me fully healthy, but it was like, you know, the week I started that was the week that everything started changing. Wow. Like, I was no longer yellow. I mean, and it's not that I did anything different, ate anything different, did any different supplements. Like, I was still on my treatment protocols. It's just that it's like they started working.
Started working because they were, the blocks were gone, or at least lifting.
Yeah. So this taught me, okay, you know, my emotions, my stress, like all of that is so interconnected to the body. I know that now. And then there was this other piece of learning functional medicine, which was amazing. It's like, oh my God, doctors don't test things. You know, so I advocated for myself. I got the right tests and then I got the answers. Oh my God, genetic disorder, been in my blood work since I was a baby and the doctors never said anything because there's no meds for it. Wow. And then it's like, oh my God, I am autoimmune. So now this makes sense of everything. I'm attacking my blood vessels. Wow. It's like, there's no mystery now. And then I kept testing, I kept learning, I kept shifting things and addressing the issues that I found. I wasn't bedridden anymore. But what I tell people is they didn't see the behind the scenes. On the outside, I looked healthy. Behind the scenes, I was like the bubble boy who like avoided eating most foods. I was taking 30 capsules a day of supplements. Like I was micromanaging my life to death. So the final shift for me, and this is really my passion, what I teach now, is learning about the nervous system. Did all the things right. You know, I was eating perfectly and like literally. Yeah. I wouldn't cheat. I would like, seriously, yeah. I was a perfect eater. I took all my supplements. I was religious about bedtime. I didn't get exposed to toxins. Like I really was doing it all. Got regular body care. I mean, everything. You know, I met this woman and she said she had healed like 5 autoimmune diseases. And the kicker was she could eat real food, like gluten again. And I was like, oh my God, if I could have gluten and dairy, like if I could eat real food, that would be so exciting to me. Yeah. And not have to take 30 supplements a day. Like, what is this? And she just said, you know, you're living in survival mode. You are in a state of fight or flight all the time. You're just surviving and you don't even know it. And I said, well, I do know it. And here's all the things I do for it. Like I gargle to stimulate my vagus nerve. And I do grounding and I do yoga and I do acupuncture and all these things. And she said, no, McCall, you have to learn to live in the parasympathetic. And in that moment, granted, I had a functional medicine background. I knew all about this. To myself, I thought in my head, I think we're talking about totally different things. I think we're talking about the nervous system, but how we both view that is entirely something else. I worked with her for a time and I did a lot of other stuff and it was all for how do I regulate my nervous system? And seriously, in 12 and a half weeks, I was healthy. I got off my supplements. I could eat gluten and dairy and all the foods again. And then I ran my tests and there was literally, they were completely normal. There was no sign of the stuff that's shown up since I was a baby. And I was just like, oh my God, this is it. Like we hold the keys. Mm-hmm. We just don't know that we do. And we don't know how to interpret what our body's doing. And then we are so afraid of everything that's happening in our body because it is a mystery that then that just feeds more survival. And
And then we find all these like little tools, acupuncture, like you said, or grounding or this and that feels good for a bit or whatever. And you find it and it's amazing and it's going to be the answer. And then it doesn't. Yes. Or then you find, like, I remember it being my full-time job, like clean eating to a T, like not a gram of sugar for over a year. And just every morsel of food got weighed and tracked and every movement got tracked and
every bowel.
Actually, I never was great at that because of Crohn's. I was like, you know what? That's one thing I'm not tracking. I go way too often to try to track this, but still like. Just became it become and but you can't do that forever. You can't. It is a literal full-time job. And then you add misinformation or trying to even advocate for yourself. And never mind what country you're living in, because in Canada it's next to impossible to get any testing, even if you have a functional medicine person. It's a lot. But you kind of glazed over the fact that you already understood functional medicine. So at what point did that kind of come up in your story? So you're bedridden. You start finding some answers. And then what happened?
I went for my master's in holistic nutrition first.
So you went for undergrad, just regular undergrad?
So this was from a trade school actually up in Denver. Okay. And so that was kind of cool because I could just kind of enroll essentially. The wild part about that part, I don't always share this part of the story, but like I was sick so early. So I homeschooled and I tried to get like all of that done, but I was already ahead from just being, that's all I kind of did. Yeah. And so at about 16 years old, I meet this nutritionist at a hot springs. I'm like, oh, what do just nutritionists know, right? She knew all this stuff. She was like, she knew about heavy metals and hair testing and all this testing and functional medicine. I was like, how do you know all this? And she had gone to this school, you know, that was a trade school. Through that, she was able to do all these other extra education and get in with like functional medicine trainings and stuff like that. We looked up the school, me and my family, and I was 16 at the time. And I was like, I really want to do this. And they offer online. We wrote a letter to the school saying, like, this is my story. Like, and at that point, I had pretty much been 2 years. I was coming out of the bedridden phase because I was starting to figure some stuff out. And it's like, oh my God, it was just all the things that I was had been learning in my own like piecemealing journey.
Yeah.
Said, can I please start this master's program? Like, I know it sounds nuts. And basically the answer, they were really intrigued with my story. And they said, well, we've never done this before. Like, you're obviously the youngest person we would have ever worked with. Like, why don't you start with one class? And depending on how you do in that class, we'll see how you do. The rest is history. So I started there.
Oh.
And that was about 16 years old. And so, yeah, I was able to start functional medicine like seminars at 16. I mean, it was wild. My mom drove me
That is wild.
up to
That
like
is
my
so
Denver
cool.
things. And I'm a total nerd. And so, you know, I loved it. I soaked it up and I did as much as I could. And
Wow. So what's the journey after that? So you're 16. How long does the program take?
that one, well, it took me 4 years. And I did take a little bit of a break in between and, you know, moved a few times and stuff like that. But I got through it. So, and then that really just opened the door to a lot of other things. Just once I had that as like, oh, I'm a student for a master's, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was able to just keep learning allergy elimination techniques and all sorts of frequency therapies and then Reiki. And then, you know, I just kind of tried it all. It's like whatever can help people. So then I started my business.
So it took you till you're 20 to finish the program approximately. And
yep.
Then were you already practicing or did you just go into learning some of the other things that you just mentioned before?
I did start because we had case studies through school.
Right.
So it was like an easy thing to, you know, open an LLC and take some case studies here and
right.
there. But it just kept going. And then the more I shared my story and the more people heard and it made sense and they got access to stuff that regular doctors weren't giving them, it kind of grew. I think it was in 2014 because I was also working for some doctors, you know, and that was a great learning opportunity too, some chiropractors and different things. It was in 2014 that I really was like, I'm going all in, just working my own business, like not working for anybody else, just myself.
Yeah.
And it really took off. So it's really been like since 2014 that it's just been this baby, not this
Wow.
baby. And I love it. And then it's just kind of grown with me and it's grown with the clients, you know, the process of just, wow. And people getting well and learning what works and what doesn't work. And the nervous system work is freaking bomb because it's like our bodies can heal itself. If we are in the parasympathetic for 3 to 5 months, our bodies can repair. And I love thinking, I know you have a question brewing.
Okay, that's okay.
This just popped up. It's like people don't know that like you replace 75% of your body and its cells in 6 months. It doesn't take a long time. And so if you get the body producing healthy cells that are regenerating, that are repairing things, that get to be out of survival mode and they get to go repair everything, like, oh my gosh, there can be rapid improvement. So
it's so awesome.
I love that.
That's so awesome. So what does this iteration of Chronic Health Solution look like? So how do people work with you or what are the programs? Like what are, like, we know that you help them get better, but how is essentially my question.
Oh my goodness. I could talk for days. What I really want people to know is it's like solving a puzzle. And so everybody's nervous system puzzle is unique, but there are some similar themes. And even though I knew about the nervous system, I was never taught these certain things until I was. And it was just, it changed everything for me. It was so eye-opening. And so one of the things that I learned, and studies have proven this with MRIs and CT scans and like actual medical testing, that it's actually within 3 to 6 months of when our nervous system goes on overload, a life change, not even traumatic, just a change that we have to adapt to. If we don't cope with that and we go on overload from that, we will develop an illness within 3 to 6 months. So this whole time, right, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll look at my childhood trauma. And I did so much work on myself and it was beautiful and it helped so many things, but I was still autoimmune and I still had these illnesses and I was still sick. So when it was like, oh my God, only 3 to 6 months, that changed the way that I thought about everything. And so in my own life, there was only one major life change. It was no big deal. And it wasn't traumatic or any of these other things. And so as I'm looking, I'm like, the only thing it could be was I was in this musical in another town. I was like, you know, I found my social circle. I did love it, man. I remembered thinking life is so fun. I finally fit in. I finally found my people. This is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then the musical ended. So it was a part of my life for several months and then nothing. And then I was back in my hometown and far away from them. And that was the only major life change. And within 3 months, which is the most common time frame we see, within 3 months, I had a full-blown autoimmune disease. And that's when the bedridden started. Mm-hmm. So even though I had these little symptoms weave in and out, you know, before then, it was like, that was the wham. This is a big deal now.
My story's kind of similar. And it was interesting. This was like an aha moment, kind of piecing the puzzles when we talked before. But I was 16 and 17, and I was dating this guy who just was perfect. Like, he was an emo boy. We had so much fun together. If you think about like the romance books, like there was a moment when we first started dating where we were like painting one of his school projects and we were running around the house, like putting paint on each other's nose and then kissing in the bathroom and just like everything for the first time. I had a lot of relationships up to that point that just, not a lot. I mean, I was 16, 17, but like, some ones that really didn't work out, but him, it was just like, it felt right. And he like just loved me the way I wanted to be loved. And we had so much fun and we found our own like crowd of people. This was like not even the people I went to high school with or he went to, but it was like friends I knew before, but we hung out all the time, every evening, every weekend. I had a car, like everything. I just remember thinking like, this is amazing. And I had a summer vacation. He had a summer vacation. We were just like, so excited to come back to each other after a couple weeks of being away, like couldn't handle leaving each other for 2 weeks. And then he kind of got into a bad crowd and broke up with me. And I remember sitting outside of his house, just devastated. Like, I couldn't even leave. I went like few houses down and sat behind a tree and called a friend because I was having a panic attack. And his mom walked by, or it was stepmom at the time, and with the dog. And I remember her saying like, he's the one losing out. Like, he's made a massive mistake. And I actually stayed in contact with his parents for a while, like a couple of years after. But that was so hard for me that I started partying a little bit more and I just never dealt with it. Like, it ended and I never dealt with it. And I think probably with 3 months, I started getting real Crohn's symptoms. And 6 is when I was diagnosed. You know, I used to look back and be like, well, maybe it was the hard partying, or maybe it was, well, I know that my great great grandpa had it. So like, yeah, maybe, but like it was turned on because I had breakups, but I never experienced that type of like gut wrenching. Like, I have no control over this life change kind of life change.
Yes. Oh, I love when people.
I don't think I've ever shared that. I think it might be in my book, but I've never shared it before. So
thank you so much. It's sacred. And I love when people go there with themselves. And it's not that we're not willing to, but God, it just takes such vulnerability to go there.
And it also kind of feels like your story, my story kind of feels dumb, you know, like it's not dumb, but it kind of feels dumb. Like, you're talking about your 16-year-old boyfriend or a musical and you just kind of feel like, okay, yeah, chronic illness stemmed from this little breakup when you were 16. I'm sure it did. But like, your body doesn't care how old you are or how, like, it's the way that it affected you, right?
Yes. Oh, totally. And like, for me, I really thought nothing of it. Musicals end, right? Like, I've been dumb, right?
Right.
But as I dove deeper.
It's not actually, but those, yes.
But thank you. Yes, thank you. It's not dumb. But it's like, as I dove deeper into, okay, like, if this is it, because it's the only thing in that time frame, then what unconsciously did this mean to me? Like, there had to have been something. And it actually took me time digging. I was very skeptical. But it all started coming out. I'm like, oh my God, I finally fit in. I finally had my community. I wasn't the one. You know, and after that musical, I did perform in 2, I think. And because they were never the same, never felt the same, it wasn't the same. I quit. And I'm like, okay, so there is something there, right? This isn't just a musical. And what came up for me was this deep-seated thing that I don't belong. Mm-hmm. And that's very old, right? Yep. So it just got stirred up by this life event. And somehow I did not cope with it. I didn't work through it. I didn't process it. I just kept plugging away. So it was amazing to me to realize I started attacking my blood vessels because I don't belong and I couldn't cope with that. And then I looked at how that played out in my life and I was like, oh my God, it's everywhere. My whole life is about belonging. I'm a people pleaser. I picked codependent relationships. I was a perfectionist. I was very hard on myself. I beat myself up because if I wasn't perfect, blah, 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 blah. Yep. And I'm like, oh my God, literally, this is my whole life. Of course, my body is having an autoimmune disease, right? And so in working through that, that's just one example of some of the deepest healing that if I really have this I don't belong story, my nervous system is going to interpret most things as stressful.
Right.
And things as traumatic and that, and I'm going to have to survive that. Yeah. And so that's one of the most beautiful things I got isn't like, yay, I can eat gluten again, although I am really happy about that. It's like, I belong to myself, you know, like Brene Brown, she's like, I can belong to everyone else, but if I don't belong to me, then what's the point of that?
Yeah.
You know? And so it's like, I belong to myself and I healed that depth of a wound. And so that's really like the depth we have to go is really learning what is our body telling us.
Yep.
And I love the science behind it because it's not a big mystery. It's easy to figure out. It's like one conversation of just looking at the time frame and what happened and what did it mean to you. And we ask really good questions to help people figure that out. But then it's clear. Then we know what it is. And then we know kind of the depth that we have to heal. So.
Yeah. And it's crazy to think, and I don't think a lot of people even realize that like you have a story about yourself that your body's going to keep trying to get you to heal or to understand. For me, it's like, I'm not enough for people to like me. Right. So like with him, I was enough and then I wasn't. And he found something better, someone better, whatever. As an only child, it's kind of always been like that. And anytime that I find like I'm sick or not feeling good or just like everything's just feels like it's imploding, there's always a surface of that somehow. Something triggered that again. And it's like constantly healing. But back to, so you ask people, you guys work with people to get that story out. But then what? What's next? Because I love how your business is like a mix of both. It's not, like I said before, like you find one piece and then that works, but it doesn't work. And then you move on. But tell me a little bit more of how, like how people work with you and your team.
Yes. Thanks for asking that. So we do a free consult. Finding the story of your illness, we do with everyone, whether we work with them or not, because for a couple of reasons. One, it helps us know, can they access those deeper unconscious things in their brain? Some people's brains are really not healthy enough that they can't, we can't yet. So they need other things. So we get them what they need or refer them out or whatever. In that free consult, we're really figuring out that what is this person's problem, quote unquote. You know, for lack of better terms. What is the root of this and what will we be working on to regulate their nervous system? And that really sets the stage for us to create that custom process with them. However, there are some foundational pieces. So if somebody is a good fit, their brain is healthy enough or neuroplastic enough that meaning they can rewire it easily and they can access stuff easily and make connections easily in their brain. If they are at the level we need them to be, then we can work with them. And so the people that want to work with us, it's kind of a no-brainer. They're like, yes, sign me up. No one has ever shown me this stuff. Like, wow, I can feel the nervous system work already. Like, I know it works. Let's go. And so there is kind of a foundational core theme or themes that we teach. And I love to talk about these because it's stuff we know, but it's like we don't do it. So one of them is slowing down. How many times are we told this? But really, it's like we're either sped up and plowing through life and pushing through and toughing it out, or we're slowed down and connected to what we're feeling, to what feels supportive to us, right? If we're slowed down and present and aware, we can actually feel in our body the warning signals. Mm-hmm. It's like, I love teaching people intuition in this work too. It's like, did you ask your body if that client was good to take on or not? Like, did you ask your body if Thanksgiving was healthy to attend? Mm-hmm. Did you ask, you know, about Did you ask your body about the guy you're dating? Because your body will literally tell you, right? Yep. It's like, I just help people get really still and feel their body and get to learn, what does a yes feel like? And what does a no feel like?
Yeah.
And if we're low down, we can hear it. We can listen to it.
Yep.
Every time we ignore our body's intuitive messages, we'll say, that's when we flare up. So yep. We see that people, where then their symptoms come back or whatever, they start experiencing symptoms, that there was some stress or something that they ignored their own intuitive voice.
Absolutely.
And yeah. So slowing down is key because we have to start listening to ourselves. So I literally ask my body, I ask myself about everything. What food would you like to eat today? Which one feels better? What clothes would you like to wear today? This or this? Like, what makes you feel best? You know, what does my schedule need to be at work? How often do I need breaks? When does my body prefer to eat lunch? Like, I really have sat with all that to see what feels supportive. And so, gosh, if that was all we ever did with clients, that would be enough. They would end up naturally doing everything else that we teach, by the way. But we talk about other things. So we talk about commitment to ourselves. And what does that mean? Because our society has butchered it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have to be perfect. We have to be so excited and gung-ho and smiley all the time. And we have to, you know, whatever, do everything we think we should. And what we teach commitment is just the openness and willingness to feel what you're feeling and to face what is going on inside and to look at shadow aspects of ourselves, right? And be honest. That's it. It's self-honesty. And so talk about commitment to being a healthy person. We don't even have to talk about food. It's how do I be in a relationship with myself from the moment I get up to the moment I go to bed? And am I taking shortcuts? And am I beating myself up? And am I not taking care of myself, you know, because I think it's fine and it doesn't really matter if I brush my teeth today, tonight, I already did it this morning or whatever. All these little excuses we make. Or am I really parenting myself and treating myself like my own best friend? You know, I treat you like you're valuable.
Yeah.
I make sure your drinking cup is clean. You know, I don't make you drink out of a dirty glass, but I might make myself drink out of a dirty glass because it doesn't really matter. It's just my own germs. Things like this. And when we really dive in, they're not small things. Right. We give ourselves hundreds of messages a day of either I value you and you're worth it and you matter to me and you're important and you're a priority in my life. Like we're dating ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Or we treat ourselves like we don't matter and we could care less.
Yeah.
And it's really looking at that in the moment by moment decisions and fostering that self-love and self-acceptance. That's when the nervous system starts chilling the fuck out because we're not fighting ourselves. And I tell people, like, we all think stress is outside, right? It's our jobs, it's our families, it's our kids, it's blah, blah, blah. What we teach is that stress is how we treat ourselves. And every time we break our own integrity, or we go against ourselves, or we make an unsupportive choice, we can't lie to our nervous system. We can lie to ourselves, but not to our nervous systems, and it will always show up. And that's what stress is the turmoil inside, the stress inside we create when we're stressing ourselves out and treating ourselves like we don't matter.
Yep.
Those are like just two examples. We have a few more, but I don't want to like hog the time. But it's like, this is where we have to go to make being a healthy person like a permanent, sustainable thing, and not just about our symptoms.
So you work a lot with my mindset, for lack of a word, I guess, nervous system, not mindset. But then you do also have access to like blood work panels and nutrition and all of that as well, right? You have a lot of people on staff for that.
We do. Like, we have nurses and MDs that we work with, and my background. So that's so cool because I think a lot of people think I'm either going to work on my physical health or my mental health.
Exactly.
And the studies and the science has shown, like on brain scans, that the part of our brain, our psyche, that's affected by how we're perceiving life is there are literal lesions that show up on brain scans that correspond to the part of our body that gets sick. And as we heal the psyche, the unconscious level perception stuff, the lesions go away on the brain scans. And then the body parts get well. It's one system. So, but what I love about having this medical background and training and information and these resources. Like, we can run more tests than the regular doctors do. So that's awesome, because then it's like, okay, we're not just in woo-woo land talking like psychology, quote unquote. We can literally show on the tests that the doctors didn't run usually, you know, what's going on in the body that they're not addressing, and then how it gets better in the work that we're doing. And so, yes, if we did need something for the body, nutritionally or lifestyle, or even, you know, there are clients that are on tons of meds. Well, we often do the right testing, and then we find they're on the wrong dose of their med. They're on the wrong med itself. And we help them work with their doctors to say, look at this test result. Can you please adjust my medication dose? You know, or can you please give me this form instead of that form? So we can play in the medical world. And I love that. And then clients get better. And then what we see with the test to prove it is, I'm sorry, but the doctor has to start weaning you off of this med because it's no longer medically necessary. And now it's going to start causing problems if you stay on it. So it's so exciting that we really can bring the best of both worlds to the table and create a very solid medical plan that's very safe, that the doctors love too, you know, the regular medical doctors feel good about. But we're not just stopping at symptom management.
And I think
people aren't told that that's possible. We're told, oh, you have this diagnosis. Here's your treatment. Good luck. It's lifelong.
It's never going to go away. This treatment probably won't work forever. Yes. Good luck. It's not your fault or what you eat or what you think or your stress or anything. Have fun. There's nothing
you can do. Bye. And, you know, I was told that about multiple of my illnesses, that they were permanent, lifelong, and would have to be managed forever.
Yep.
And all I can say is that's not my experience. And I watch every day that not be people's experience. Mm. So I just want people to know, it's like, man, no, you can get your body back to fully functioning. And why the bleep aren't we told this yet? Right. You know, so it's like, as much as we can tell people in the world about what's possible, I think that's going to create a global shift.
Do you have something where, like, because obviously people who have dealt with chronic illness have their guards up for cures or solutions. Like, I know for myself, even to this day, if someone pops into my DMs, like I told you this when we talked before, like, good for you for listening to that friend who told you to look into it. Because I, whenever someone's like, hey, have you tried? I'm like, stick your finger up your butt.
Yes, I know.
Yes, I've tried. And if you think it's okay to ask me that, I want to it just becomes, especially if you were diagnosed when you were younger, you know, decades and decades of have you tried just irks us. But at the same time, if you're not open to listening to those nudges or to that right voice, you're going to miss the actual solution. So is there something that you say or think, or like you would say to someone maybe who's listening to this and is like, ugh, yeah, you can heal with the nervous system. Like,
Yes, I do. Cause that was me for years. Yeah. I literally, my first thought when I ever kind of heard about that was, yeah, just wait. I literally watched this woman for years because I was waiting for the other shoe to drop and for it to be a fad that just went away and then she'd get sick again and blah, blah, blah.
Unfortunately, we see it all the time.
I know. So that was me. And then years later, I'm like, she's healthy. I'm not who's missing something. Right. I mean, it was very humbling because I was also a functional medicine practitioner. Right. Like, this is what I did for a living. And to admit that I was missing something took a lot of humility. But in the education part, when we're consulting with clients, because we might not even work with everybody, it's probably 50-50 people who are ready for the nervous system work or not. So it really is like nothing to lose. So what I tell people in the educational kind of process we work through is that there's a difference between symptom management and addressing the real root cause. And if we are using a tool, like a modality, a remedy, a technique, right? That's a tool.
Yeah.
No tool can address the root cause. That's a symptom management. So when people realize that, I get that they've tried everything because I did too. Like, I started a list one time and it was over 100 things. I stopped counting of all the things I had done and tried. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all of those though were just tools. And how they were talked about was like, oh, you have food allergies, we're going to cut out your food. Or, oh, we're going to use, you know, some electromagnetic frequency thing.
Dry brushing.
Blah, blah. Yes. Like, that. Oh, it's your lymph stuff. Oh, the problem is parasites. Let's all do cleanses. All of that is very tool-based. And what we're looking at is, but why are the parasites there in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have leaky gut, but why did that develop in the first place? And so when we, just in my own journey, like when I ask, but why that? The one system it always leads back to is the nervous system.
Mm.
And then why that? It makes sense based on the time frame. What is causing the nervous system to stay in a survival state? And so we really say that's the root of the root of the root cause. And so when people see the difference between everything they've ever tried or all the people in the DMs, which we don't do that, by the way, it's like, you know, but it's like, oh, have you tried this? It's like, that's just another Band-Aid. Is that going to get my body to function on its own?
Essential oils. That's another.
Right. One. Is that going to make me fully healthy? That's what I ask. If it's a remedy that's just a symptom management tool, that's not going to solve anything. And so the only way to become fully healthy is to get your body in a state where it's functioning optimally and its ability to self-repair is turned on. Because then if we're exposed to chemicals or, you know, we get an injury or whatever, right? We're exposed to some other thing. Like, that's great, but I can detox, but I can digest that, you know, even GMOs. I don't react to GMOs, so I can't blame those. Right. Those do not make me sick. It's my body's inability to be resilient and to detox and to digest and to metabolize appropriately. That's right. It. So that made so much sense to me is, A, no one had ever taught me to live in the parasympathetic. I knew I was in survival mode and stressed out a lot of the time. So that just made sense to me. I'm like, well, it's the one thing I really have never gotten even close to trying. And if the outcome of this is that my body works, then I don't need any of those tools.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are sick of
that. But then you can also add them if they provide joy, right? Like if you want. When I said essential oils, I was thinking about how I thought that was a cure for a while. But maybe it was because it was calming my nervous system because the smells and I would relax and you can still have them. Massages every month or acupuncture doesn't have to go away because it could be an addition to. But once you've figured it out, yeah, that's so cool.
But that's for pleasure, not
exactly.
For symptom management. Yes. Which is so totally different. And I do, people are like, oh my God, so what? Do you eat McDonald's every day? Because you could. It's like, no, I treat my body well. Can I eat McDonald's? Yes. Have I done it? Yes. Did I react? No, I was shocked. No symptoms. I mean, that would have landed me in bed for a month. So that's beautiful. And it's a part of life. But it's like, I still love fueling my body well. Right. You know, does it include gluten? Yes. And dairy? Yes. And usually more natural organic forms? Yes. But does that mean that I can eat just the regular horrible Walmart brand? I can eat that too. So it's just the restrictions and limits are off.
Yeah.
And I'm really at peace with myself and I'm really listening to what is healthy for me in all areas of life. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I really don't have the autoimmune disease and I don't have those other things. So it's really then about, ooh, what do I want in my life? And just honoring myself. So.
And explain for someone who doesn't know what living in the parasympathetic or what parasympathetic is even.
Ooh, thank you. So our nervous system has a couple different branches and it kind of works like a teeter-totter, right? When you're in one, the other shut down or shut off. And when you're in the other, vice versa. And so the sympathetic nervous system, we often hear it as like fight or flight, right? It's like, oh, I'm being chased by a bear. Wah, survival mode. You know, I'm just like tunnel vision and running away. All my blood flow is like giving my muscles enough energy to run away. And so some people who are familiar with trauma also know about freeze and fawn, right? Fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. And so when we are living in this system, we're not designed to live there. We're designed to be there in cases of true emergencies.
Yeah.
Today's society, it's totally jacked up. It's like, we're there most of the time in our society, like most people are. And so the opposite system is known as the parasympathetic. And that's known as resting and digesting or the growth and repair system. So you think like vacation mode, you know, it's like when you get a massage and all of a sudden you're so relaxed and everything, all the stresses melt away. And then your tummy starts gurgling because it's working again. Yeah. You know, it's like all the, that's the parasympathetic. So it's like, can we live there all the time? We should be living there all the time. And we shouldn't need a modality or technique to get us there. We should already be there. And so the most important piece of these, why this is so relevant, is when we're in fight or flight, we produce stress hormones that shut off our body's ability to self-repair. So we all hear, oh, your body can heal itself. Yes, but not in the sympathetic nervous system. Yeah. And sympathetic dominance, if you want to talk sciencey terms that you can Google, sympathetic dominance is a real term. When the functional medicine days, we had a medical device that would monitor like heart rate and blood pressure, all these different things, put it into a machine like to analyze it. And it would actually show if you were in sympathetic or parasympathetic and how much. Everyone, like literally 100% of our chronic ill clients were in the sympathetic nervous system, 100% over years. So we already know, we already knew this, but we didn't have the tools at the time, or we only had tools at the time. We didn't have the process to help a person really adjust the default setting.
Yeah.
So we were just telling people more tools. Oh, go gargle, go do deep breathing, go blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Go meditate, you know, all the things we know to do. And it would work for a little bit of time. And so I knew,
it works for a little, right? So
But if it works for a little, just imagine if your body was there 24/7.
Exactly.
It's like if your body is in self-repair mode 24/7, wouldn't you get better so rapidly? Mm-hmm. And that's the power of the parasympathetic. So in the parasympathetic nervous system, all systems are working optimally. Our blood flow in our brain changes. Our blood flow in our organs change. Our digestion changes, our immune function. I mean, all systems, our detox is turned on. So every system works optimally, which means you're not going to have symptoms, but it also self-repair is turned on 24/7. So I'm constantly detoxing. I no longer need to do a detox.
Right.
I'm naturally detoxing. Yes. Yeah. And I don't think I believed that was true, but what did I have to lose? You know, so I did it anyway, but I don't know that I believed it would work, but it made enough sense. I was willing to try it. And then I started like having detox symptoms. And I remember saying, what the heck? I'm not even doing anything.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my parasympathetic is doing it. My body's starting to
That's so cool.
And so I just love that. So
and it's almost like with a chronic illness, you forget that your body can do that. And like, you just don't believe, you become not at war with your body, but almost like it's an imposter. But then you think like, I'm pregnant right now. I am not doing anything, but my body is doing it. You know, like I did one thing and now it's been going on for 27 weeks. And it's going to figure itself out one way or another, whether I have a chronic illness or not. And it's the same. Like when I was at my sickest for 10 plus years, I was in university full time working 6 part time jobs. Like, give me a break. Come on. Like, and you're wondering why you are landing in the hospital every exam period. But I didn't even take a step back enough, far enough to see that, oh, I'm in the hospital every exam period. Every exam period, mostly. Like, maybe think about that. You know, like, but we don't, because we're just fight or flight. Like, just keep going. It's just the way it's going to be. It's a chronic illness. That's what they said.
Exactly. And so that's kind of what we do, is we're just finding those unconscious roots that are causing a biological survival program to run.
Yeah.
And it's like a software, right? And as soon as we find it and turn off the software, it's magical. The body regulates.
I love that.
I love it, because then my body becomes my friend.
Yes.
It becomes actually my greatest teacher in life.
Yes.
Because if I miss something, if I'm ignoring something, if I'm out of alignment with myself, my body will let me know. And that's just the most exciting thing, is like helping people learn the language of their body. And then they do it themselves. They know how to do all this themselves. They don't need us anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no fear. And the beautiful thing is, once we do that, then we don't even need symptoms. Like, we stop having symptoms because we're just that in tune with ourselves anyway.
So cool.
And I love that. So
I love it. So for anybody who's listening who wants to work with you, what are next steps? How does the program start? Take us along that journey.
Yes. Best place is probably our website, chronicillnesssolution.com. And remember, it's solution singular, because it's you. You're the solution. And so you can schedule a complimentary consult on our website. You have access to our calendar. There's no fee. And then we actually take you through a couple nervous system regulation processes so that you can experience it yourself, because nothing that I say will make a difference until you experience it yourself in your own body. And then we can kind of dive in and see what's there. So there's nothing to lose. If you are a good fit for our work and you want to work with us, we have so many different flexible options that we kind of custom build that together with you. If you're not a good fit or not ready yet, or something, you need something else, we will work very diligently to find the right resource that's the right next step that feels good to you. So there's nothing to lose. And it's just coming and learning more about yourself and your body and what's going on in your nervous system. And it's, I love when people can feel the switch to the parasympathetic. Because it is so tangible that they start describing all the things our clients describe it to be. Yeah. And it's undeniable. And so when you feel that in your body and you're like, wow, I could be here all the time, there's just nothing like it. I want that experience for every human on the planet.
Yeah.
And you can come play with us and we'll figure it all out.
So cool. So coming to the end of the podcast, I'll roll the metaphorical red carpet out for you. But what do you have going on? What's coming up for you? Any last thoughts you want to share with the audience?
Oh, thanks so much. Well, we do have some cool classes coming up, and can ask us about those, just ways that you can learn different parts of this yourself. And I really think what's up for us is just staying true to ourselves as practitioners. Everyone I work with has gone through this work and diligently trained for years in it. So it's not something you learn in school. It's something you have to live and walk out. And so we are just working on doing that one person at a time, serving one person at a time, and just continuing to get the message into the world. And I think that's my biggest thing on my heart, because I wish I would have had this sooner. So as much as I can provide access to others as soon as possible, that is my heart, is to provide others access to health.
So awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I've loved it.
Yay. Remember, dream big. It's possible for you, and your next version of success is around the corner.